WABF, good morning, 823, 45 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Casey Gay Williams, president of the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've brought with you to introduce the new director of membership, Cam Jackson. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning, good morning.
Good to see both of you. And as I was talking about the sunshine and the blue sky a minute ago, I realized that, of course, the chamber's here, and it's a chamber day.
Absolutely. We ordered it just for you, Lori.
Do people actually refer to that anymore?
That's
an old term to me, but forever. A chamber day means a perfectly beautiful day.
Yes, and we do hear that in lots of different events, like especially during the Jubilee Festival or something. We had a perfectly wonderful weekend. It's like, well, this is a chamber day. And I'm like, yes, it is.
Oh,
I'll take
cool.
full credit.
All right. You go right ahead. So the chamber never stops, even for holidays. You've got activities. You've had them this past month in December, and you've got more coming up in January.
We're going to hit the new year running, and we're very excited to have Cam on board. He joined us on December the 6th, and he's a native of Mobile, and he's got a couple of interesting facts. I was going to let him share a little bit about himself this morning. I want everybody to get to know Cam and be looking forward to meeting him and welcome him to working on the Eastern Shore. So tell us about
she just threw you to the wolves almost immediately, didn't you?
Well, I mean, it's not my first rodeo. So.
Okay, good. Well, tell us about it.
So, born and raised in Mobile, went to Davidson High School, played football, got a scholarship to play football for the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow, impressive.
Graduated with a business degree.
What position?
Playmaker.
Okay.
Running back, quarterback, receiver,
wow.
punt, return, kick, return. If you need a play to be made, just hand me the ball.
Oh, wow. And the name Cam might not be a coincidence.
That's right.
Yeah. So after playing football with the Citadel, I had a chance to play football in Europe as well. So I lived in Turkey for about 8 months and Serbia for about 3 months playing football over there.
How was that? My son had an opportunity to go do that, but did not.
Oh, my goodness. He missed the life-changing experience of a lifetime. I mean, it was amazing, amazing.
I bet. What a great way to see different parts of the world, too.
Yes.
And how did you get to Fairhope?
So when I was in Serbia, that obviously was when COVID hit. So I had to come back to Mobile. And being back in Mobile just kind of sat me down and just gave me an idea of what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do is definitely be involved in businesses, economic development. I got in contact with Ms. Casey here. We just stayed in contact for the course of a year, and she said this position was open and gave me a call, and I was like, hey, I'm your guy.
All right.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So he went on a pursuit, and persistence pays off.
And Cam does have just an inherent love for the business community, and he is so interested in every type of business and economic development, and we had lots of conversations about that over the past year. And so when we felt like we were far enough down the road from the pandemic to get back to full-time membership cultivation and our sponsor events are up and running, and so it just was a natural fit, and we just couldn't be more excited to have Cam on our team and for everybody to meet Cam.
Welcome, Cam. And what does a membership do you go solicit memberships?
Absolutely.
In addition to doing the Chamber 101 classes and teaching the new members what it's about?
Yes. Our business community is growing in leaps and bounds. As a matter of fact, we just had a ribbon cutting for Crumble Cookie in Daphne, which was amazing. And the WKRG was there, and we were talking about the business licenses in just for the city of Daphne alone in the past year is like 589, and most of them are brick and mortar. I mean, so we are seeing a growth in the business community, and it's up to us to reach out to businesses, talk about what we may be able to do for them to help grow their business, make an impact, get the word out. Every business is different, so we really work as being a business chamber. What does that business owner need? Do they need connections? Do they just need some broad stroke recognition through some type of sponsorship? Or do they just need some organic networking? opportunities. So we go out and talk to businesses, and then, of course, businesses can, you know, during their business life cycle, maybe they were a member of the chamber, and now they don't know all of our new programming and all the things that we're now doing. So we reach out to members who maybe have not been a member in a while. Mm-hmm. And so we're just across the board, and we're very fortunate to have members signing up online. And of course, we want to give them a call right away and say, hey, you know, we're excited to have you as part of our membership, and let's talk about what we can do for you.
I've always been a big advocate of the membership because it's not expensive. No. And the investment is so well worth it, just for the networking, meeting people, for contacts, for your business, for trading services, and great friendships have been forged as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do for new businesses or business maybe that moved or revamped, you know, we have a ribbon cutting. We have some ways that we can get some broad stroke immediate recognition that they're in the community.
Right.
So, you know, and we just really enjoy small business is the heartbeat of our community. It's what keeps us going. As we saw through the pandemic, we enjoy promoting them because they promote our community. They give the T-ball, you know, uniforms, and they're the ones that sponsors all of these events. Mm-hmm. and our nonprofits, which I always say is the soul of our community. So it's so important to have healthy small business.
And you have several events coming up in January to help cultivate and nurture those businesses.
We do. We are getting right to work again at the new year. We have a business after hours coming up on January the 6th. Those are from 5 to 7. And this will be at PJ's Coffee on Spanish Port Boulevard. So we're very excited to show off PJ's Coffee. They're a relatively new business in Spanish Fort. So that's going to be a great event. And then our State of the Cities, our second annual State of the Cities, will take place during Eggs and Issues on January the 12th. So we will have our three mayors.
I enjoyed that so much last year. Despite the pandemic, you just spread everybody out.
Right.
It was lovely to hear each mayor talk about their perspective of what they wanted to accomplish. In some cases, we had new mayors.
That's right.
And it was very nice.
It was very nice. So that's $10 for members and $15 for non-members. And it's at the Resurrection Church on Main Street in Daphne. So if you're interested, you can call the office or, you know, go to our website. We have the ability to register for everything right there on eschamber.com.
Okay.
We also have our morning marketing meeting that takes place on the third Thursday of every month. In January, that will be the 20th. 8:15 to 9:15, and I believe we are going to be at the Daphne location at the Senior Center. We've got to confirm that, but that is just a great way to meet and greet other business owners, community leaders, and an opportunity to tell your story about your business. And I love the connections that I see that go on there. You can bring your collateral material, your cards, and it's people like to do business with people they know.
That's right.
And they like to refer people they know. So
I miss that. I keep threatening to take off. Is it the third Thursday?
Third Thursday.
Of each month from this radio show just to go, because I miss that. I used to go years ago. And you're right. It's one, just like the networking and other events. You forage friendships, mm-hmm. as well as referrals for services.
Absolutely.
And business, helping each other promote business.
It's just one of my favorite events. I mean, I go to all of them unless I'm out of town. So I encourage, and if anybody would like to be one of our guests at Morning Marketing Meeting, you're not sure what it's about, you want to learn more about the chamber, if you'll call the chamber office and just say, I would like to attend the Morning Marketing Meeting as a guest, we would welcome that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have our annual meeting on February the 3rd, and that's at the Grand Hotel, and it's our celebration of the year. We give out awards, and It's a lot of fun. We've changed it around over the years, so our annual meeting is something that's great to come see folks from across the Eastern Shore, again, community leaders and business owners, and celebrate all the good things that have happened.
The awards and everything for the year, mm-hmm. the previous year given out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. And then I am so excited. We are having our second Young Professional Summit. We had that in June of 2021. We're moving our 2022 YP Summit to January the 28th. It's a Friday. It's a full day. We had over 100 in attendance last year. We have panels. We have speakers. We brought speakers in from Troy, Auburn. An incredibly enriching day. And it's 21 to 40, but if you're a little over 40, we're not going to card you if you want to come to YP.
All right.
And we always end with a segment on networking, and then we adjourn and go network at Bucky's Lounge. So very, very, very good conference last year. And you can also register for that. You do not have to be a chamber member to attend, and we welcome people from out the Eastern Shore and Baldwin County to come, you know, be a part of the YP Summit and develop, start your year off with some professional development, because that's what it's all about.
And that's January 28th at the Grand Hotel.
Yes.
Sounds wonderful.
We're excited. Right, well, Cam?
Cam, you looking forward to getting your feet wet, I presume. Welcome to the Eastern Shore Chamber. Cam Jackson, the new Director of Membership. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll have to see if we can't get you out on the football field, too, or get some old film clips or something. That's very cool.
I got to get a good stretch in first.
That's right. That's right. Well, Casey K. Williams, we hope you all have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everything that the Eastern Shore Chamber does for our community. And let folks know how they can reach you.
You can go to eschamber.com. You can find our event calendars, ways to register, all the things that are going on with our programming. You can also call the office at 251-928-6387, and we're more than happy to talk with you and answer any questions. Make an appointment with Cam and come talk about membership, or maybe you're already a member and you're like, you know, I really, through the last 2 years, haven't been able to really pay attention to things outside of my business, and I want to get involved again. So right. We're happy to sit down with you one-on-one and really talk about how we can be the best chamber for your business.
2022 we all need to look forward to a bigger and better year, and a way to do that would be to get involved with the chamber, which is an instant publicity tool, an instant connection tool that's
Absolutely.
Affordable.
And we're going to be planning so that folks can put this on their calendar in 2024. We will be 100 years old.
Whoa, we're going to have a massive celebration.
Yes, we are. Okay. We're already planning.
Thank you both, Cam and Casey. Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Eastern Shore Chamber joins us the third Wednesday of each month at 8:20 on Community Contact. If you miss it or you want to tell a friend about it, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. It is now